Mali le shaker.
Do we say like it's a proof that she's not lying? Because if the lady wanted to lie, why did she have to say she wasn't in the hiding place? She should have said, I was in the hiding place. Like, if she really was tummy, and she wants a lie, so she should have said a better lie. She should have said that I was in the hiding place. Now that she told her she's not in the hiding place, so we see she's not lying. That's a svar from amigo, mali leshaka, why should we say she's lying? This should be a proof that she's telling the truth, that even though she was not in the hiding place, the goyim did not live with her. Oy Dilma, maybe not. Lo Yamrinan, maybe we don't say Mali Lishaka. That's the doubt. That's the suffix in the Gemara. So Gemara says, the Maishna, why is this different? May Yehu Maish, a certain story. To who Gavri, there was a man, the Ogale Chamra Lechavri. A man rented out his donkey to his friend. And Omala, he told the person like this, Loi Tezo B'Yurchud in her pocket. I don't want you to take my donkey through this road or down near this river in her pocket. The Ikamaya, because there's water there. And I know if you go down the road that has water, maybe my donkey will slip, he'll hurt himself. I don't want you to go down that road. Zil b'yorcha dinarish. Go down the other road, dinarish, because over there, to Lekamaya, there I know for sure there's no water there. So that's what the one that's renting out his donkey told this person. Now what happened was, v'ozal iyo b'yorcha dinar pocket. The person that rented the donkey did not listen and went down to the road that he was not supposed to in her pocket. Oh, Miss Chamra, and the donkey died there, Taka. The donkey died on that road. So Osla came in the road, came in back of Rava. Omalei, so the person that borrowed the donkey said like this, in, it's Taka true, be Urcha de Nahar Pocket Azli, that I went through the road I was not supposed to. He admitted it. He admitted that he went down the road of Nahar Pocket. Miyu, but I'm telling you, Lehevi Mai, there's no water there. Now, what would have I been a Pshia? You told me not to go down that road because it's very slippery. There's water there. And therefore, my donkey may hurt himself and may die. But I'm agreeing. I'm telling you the truth. Like, you don't know where I went. If I want to, I could have lied and said I went down the other road. I didn't have to say I went down this road. I myself am telling you that I went down this road, but I'm also telling you there was no water there. So do we believe him or not? Is this a Mali Lishaker or not? And Omar Rava, Rava said, Mali Lishaker. Rava says, yes, we believe this person. Because if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said he went down the other road altogether. Why did he have to agree and say he went down the wrong road? So if he wanted a lie, he should have said a better lie. So this is the proof that he's telling the truth. So he tells us he went down the whole pocket, but there was no water. So Mela, when the donkey died, it didn't die because he was a Peshaya. It died Machmes Melacha or by itself. Therefore, I'm not a Peshaya. Therefore, I'm Potter. So Rav holds it is called a good Migu. But the Yomalei Abai answered back and said, no, you should know, Mali Lishaka B'Mokim Eidim Loyamrinin. B'Mokim, where there are Eidim there, we don't believe a Mali Lishaka. Like over here in Lechura, there's like Eidim, Rashi says, T'yanan Sadi D'chol Shosi Kamaya. Like he went down the road of a river. Now usually, normal, the river has water. It's like Eidim, it's like Anan Sadi, we have no doubt to say there's water there. So if you come and tell us you went down that road, the road of the river, but there's no water there, we don't believe you. Even though you have a Mali L'Shaker, but it's against Eidim, it's like against the Anan Sadi, we don't trust you. So the Chur Bayos also, we shouldn't believe them. Because Mali L'Shaker, like why should we believe her? When she's telling us she was not in the cave, but no goyim live with her, Lukur is like a mali l'shaka b'mokam edim. Like we're always saying, when the goyim, when the army men come into the city, it's like an anan sadi that they live with the ladies there. So how could we believe her if she tells us she was not hiding? If she's not hiding, it's like an anan sadi. We should say for sure the goyim live with her. So what's it sad to say? There should be a mali l'shaka. There should be a migu. So Mara says no. There's no question here. Hochi hashta. What does one have to do with the other? Over there, when you have the river, the road or the river, that normal, that's like Eden, there's water there. It's unheard of that the river should dry up. But over here, when the army men come into the city, do we know for sure 100% that they live with the ladies there? So you say to Shavuya, that we're afraid when the goyim capture a lady that they live with her, it's only yechshash. We're only afraid with the rabbanin. We don't know for sure they do it.
Therefore, since it's only a doubt whether the goyim live with her or not, it's only a chash. But mokem chash, there we do say malin l'shaker. There we do say a svara to believe her. She's telling the truth. Because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She should have said that I was hiding. And if she's hiding, she's believed. Now that she tells us, no, she was not hiding. But the goyim did not touch her. It's a svara to say we should believe her. There is a good malin l'shaker over here. Right. Then it says what? Im yesh edim afilu eved v'afilu shifchin amonim. If there are edim that she was captured, don't forget, if there are edim that the army men did not live with her, that she is tohor, or else an eved, or a shifcha, they are believed. So the Gemara v'afilu shifcha dido, even her own maid that she owns, you want to say if a lady, she has her own maid could be made to say that she did not live with the goyim. The afilu shifcha dido mehemna, we believe her. Or remini avakasha. It says alocha loitesiacha dimoi. Says alocha Rashi Masech de Gittin. Hai shchibmera shekosa v'mosa get liyishtoi. Al menas shimei sheget the mafreya. If a person is very sick, writes a get to his wife. That just in case he dies, he wants to get to Yichal from right now when I'm writing it. In other words, that she should not be zokot liyibim. She doesn't want yibim to, he doesn't want yibim to take place. So he gives his wife a get. So Loch Riz Rashi says, the reason is, Latiskok Chalitza, he doesn't want his wife to have to go through Chalitza. So therefore, the Loch Riz, Latisyachad Imoi, he is not allowed to have Yichud be alone with his wife. Shema Yovyaleh, maybe you'll live with her. The Evele get Yoshin. And then the get will be absumed with Rabban, it's called an old get. Utanam Mesech, Mesech, Utanam Beisilla Oisrim, lift or beget Yoshin. Beisilla says, you're not allowed to use such a get. The Yezel get Yoshin, what's called an old get? Kol shenis yachad ima miyachas shekosvulo. After you wrote up the get, if you were alone with your wife, that's no good. For the time, what's the reason? Gzeira shemeyomru gita koidum levno. We're afraid maybe people say that she'll become pregnant because of this, and people think the get was first, and then she became pregnant. So be mighty laws on a child. Therefore, when you go to write a get to your wife, you're not supposed to be with your wife anymore. So it says again, the Gemara says, "Tisiyacha dimoy." Did not let her be alone with your wife in the room. El api edim. Only if you have edim with you in the room. V'yafilu api eved v'yapi shivcha. Even one eved or one shivcha is enough to have yichud to be alone with your wife if you have a shivcha there. But there the locker is chutz mishivchasai. We can't trust her shivcha. That's nisa yichud. Mifnei sheliba gas mishivchasa. Because she feels very hamish, very close to a shivcha, Rashi v'tishamish b'fneil, we're afraid that maybe she'll have tashma, she'll live with her husband in front of the shivcha. So you see, a shivcha, the gevirta, the master, is not afraid of a shivcha. She shouldn't be allowed to have edus.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yes, Gorta's theory. Here we see what her own shivcha we can't trust is not called good edus. On over there we say we could believe, and now over here we're saying we could believe our own shivcha. So Gemara says Amar Rav Papi, b'shivuya kilu. It could be by shivuya. There's a new svar to say they're mekel. Henachanami, namal our own shivcha. We're afraid maybe they'll lie taka. Mashenkin b'shivuya kilu. Here it's a shalish shivuya. They're mekel by shivuya. Now it's a really her own shivcha. We're afraid, but by shivuya here, where she's captured by the goyim, it's only yichshash bi'alma, maybe they'll live with her. So if we're here, we'll make her and say, if her own maid tells us that she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her own maid. Rav Papa says like this, ha b'shivcha dido, ha b'shivcha didei. And that's the difference between her own shivcha and her husband's shivcha. Rav Ashi yama, ha, no, it's right there. B'shivcha dido, for the Gemara, lo mehemna. Is it true, Taka, that her own shivcha we don't believe? That's what you want to say now, Nechnami, her own shivcha we don't believe. That's what it says, B'yosta, filo shivcha means the husband's shivcha, but not the wife's shivcha. The wife's shivcha we won't believe. For the Gemara, Ketani, we learned like this, Einodem meyed al atzmai. A person, now Mishnah, can't say this for himself. Mashm, as long as you're not saying on yourself, it's okay. Ha shivcha dido mehemna. Mashma, her own shivcha is also believed to say that her own shivcha saw the way her master, she, didn't live with the goyim. So you see, her maid is Neman, And the Gemara now could be Shivchos on Naime Katz Madomi. When the Mishnah says she's not believed on herself, her own maid is also called like herself. So it could be her maid is also not Neman. But after we say a maid is Neman, it could be the husband's maid, but not the lady's maid herself. Ravashi says like this. Could be no, both are talking about her own private maid. And the case is like this. I'll tell you, when the Shivcha sees something, true, she's afraid to say anything, so she'll keep quiet, that's all. But she won't say anything. So what does that mean? Over there, what's the case? If a husband gives his wife a get, we don't want her to be alone in the room anymore, because we're afraid maybe they'll live together. So even if she has a Shivcha there, it's no good, because if a Shivcha sees the way the husband and wife are living together, she'll be quiet, she won't tell us. And we're afraid about that, that maybe she won't tell us. So therefore, she's not trusted. You can't have Yichud together. But over Hocho, in our case here, what happened? That this lady was captured by the Goyim, so she has a Shivcha with it. Hocho dishtikusa asrasa. If the Shivcha would just stay quiet and not say anything, so she's asa. Because Minastam, we say, when the Goyim, when the army men come into the city, Minastam, we say, the army men live with all the ladies there. The only reason she'll be Tor is, if we have somebody saying positively that they saw there were nobody to live with her. So her own Shivcha, she'll only lie by being quiet. Here, by being quiet, the mess shall still be Yasa, is Mehemna. Therefore, we believe the Shivcha, that if the Shivcha opens up her mouth and says that she was there the whole time, and she saw the way nobody lived with her, we believe her. Fred Gemara, Hashtana, Meyasya, Meshakra, maybe no. Maybe, Tak, it's true that the Shivcha saw the way the Goyim lived with her. Or maybe the Shivcha didn't see altogether. But maybe the Shivcha would lie. The Shivcha would lie for her own master to say that I saw the way nobody lived with her. And the Gemara, Tati lo Yavda, Hazoivait, no, we're not afraid. That the Shivcha should, like, not only be quiet, not tell us the truth, but to lie, that much we're not afraid about. Even her own Shivcha won't lie. So therefore, over here, where the Shivcha has to tell us, that what? That she saw the way no Goyim lived with her. If it was true that either she didn't see, or that the Goyim did live with her, she'd be afraid to lie. The Rashi says, Chad lemishtak v'kakula v'yoyd d'maisi v'tishkar. So much she wouldn't do. To be quiet, like, and not to tell us the fact that she really saw the way the Goyim did live with her. But instead, you want to say she's going to come and tell us a lie, that she saw the way the Goyim did not live with her, that much we're not afraid about. So over there, in the case before, where the man gave a get to his wife, wrote up a get, we don't want her to be alone, we're afraid to live together, it's also to be alone together in the room, even with her own Shivcha. Because there, if a Shivcha sees, so just be quiet, she won't say anything. And by just being quiet, we say they're mutter. But over here, by being quiet is not enough, because we know the army men come into the city. The only way she'll be Tor is if the Shivcha tells us that she was Tor. So such a lie, we're not afraid to lie, therefore here we'll believe her. Kiho de Mori Barisik. In the case of Mori Barisik, the Yamrilon, some say it was Chono Barisik. Also lay Acha mi Bechuzoi, that a brother came from a Bechuzoi, and Omale, he said, Plug li benichse di Abba. So there was a case that the father died, and the three sons that were there went to Yashin, make Yerusha, divide up the father's property. Now a fourth son came and said, you should know, I'm also a son. I want to get a chalukah here. Omalei, so the other brother said, Lo yadana lecho, we don't recognize you. We don't know who you are. We don't think you're our brother. Is osla kaima the Rav Chizda, so they came in front of Rav Chizda. Omalei, Rav Chizda said, Shafi kama lecho. It's true what the brother is saying. Because it's true the brother could still be a brother. The brothers say, we don't recognize you. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayakir Yosef es achiv, Fihein loikiru. Malamed comes to teach us, that when Yosef left, his brothers, he didn't have a beard yet. And when he came back, he had a beard. Or when the brothers went down to see him in Mitzrayim. So the brothers did not recognize Yosef, but Yosef recognized them. See, also, it's possible that his brother is a true, that he's really a brother. The other ones say, we don't recognize you. It could be, because when he left you, he was a young person. And now he has a beard, that's why you don't recognize him. Omalei, so Rav Chizda said, Zil Aisi Sadi Diachvat. So he told his brother, now go and bring Edim that you're a brother. Prove it. Omalei, so the brother said like this, you should know, Isli Sadi, I think I have Edim.
Umistafina minei, but the Edom are afraid to say Edis, to Gavra Almuhu, that this other brother that's here, he's a big bully, he's a strong person, and they're afraid that Chreis will beat him up, will knock him off. So my Edom are afraid to come and say that I'm really a brother. So Omalei, so therefore Chizda said back to the other brothers then, Zilai sinu at, to lav achucha hu. Then you bring Edom that he's not your brother. The Chizda went back to the big bully, the big brother, and said, you prove it now that this small one is not your brother. So Omalei, the brother said back, Dina Hochi, is it true what you're saying? Is that halacha? Usually the klal is hamoitzi mechaveri all of araya. Whoever wants to be moitzi mama has to prove it. Say that this younger brother, he says he's a brother. He wants to take away from us a portion of our father's yerusha. He should have to bring the raya, not us. Omalei of Chizda answered back like this:
that Hochi dainino lecho ulukuli alma chavrecha. This is the way I paskin for you and anybody that's strong like you. In other words, it's such a locha, you have to bring the proof. So Mori asked the question though, but hashtanami yosei mishakri, like what does it help to say that he has to bring the proof? Since he's a strong person, he could have people lie for him. So what's the big deal for him to bring Edim? That there it says, like we said before, tarti lo yavdi. Two things somebody wouldn't do. Somebody wouldn't come to lie for him. To say something against him, people are afraid, they'll be quiet. They won't say something against him. But to say something positive for him, to lie for him, for that we're not afraid, that people won't do. So, now the Gemara says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim over here. It says like this, Zu Edus, this is an Edus about the Shibuya where a lady was captured by the Goyim, that Ishvi Isha, a man or a lady, Tinuk v'tinoikus, a kid or a young girl, Avio v'ima, the father or the mother, v'yachia v'yachoisa, your sister, the brother, are all neman to say that we know the way the other one was captured and the goyim did not touch her. Avoloi b'no bita, but your own son or daughter can't say edus for the mother. Loi avdo ushiv chosai, who had been the own eved or the own shivcha of her, of the lady that was captured, her own eved or shivcha can't say edus for her. Here's one braisa. V'tan yidach wanted another braisa that hakel nemonim lahoyit. Everybody is nemon to say edus. Chutz only mehim no ubaila from she herself, the lady that was captured herself, or else her husband can't say edus for her. But mashma her own shiv, her own eved is allowed to say edus. As chutz estira. So more so like this. The Rav Papi udravashi tanoihi. According to the way Rav Papi and Rav Ashi answered this theory before, like this now it has to come out for sure, it is a machlokes tanoim. Because before Rav Papi answered that b'shivuya hekilui, then in the case of a shivuya, we are captured by the goyim, it's only nisa the rabbanan, like, there we do believe her own shivcha. And here one man the yamis says, we don't believe her shivcha. So you see, it's a machlokes tanoim. And Rav Ashi also answered before that even her own shivcha is nemun. And here it says, not nemun, zechur it's a machlokes tanoim. Mora says, though, the Rav Papa milayma tanoihi, but according to Rav Papa's terrors, do you also have to say it's a machlokes tanoim here or not? Because Rav Papa also before said that her own shivcha is not nemun. So the Chura here, one man the other says, she is nemun. So is it a machlokes tanoim? The Mora says, loi, I'll tell you, kitani hi b'masicha feitumai. That it says over here, we trust her, it's when she's only telling herself a story, masicha feitumai, not victorious edus. In other words, Vitoris Edus Taka, we don't trust her. She's not Nema Vitoris Edus. But Mesil Hafnei Tumai, then was only telling of us like a story, then we even believe the maid herself. The Mor brings a story, Ki Ho Dechiosi Rav Dimi Yomar Rav Chonan, Kar Tarkanoi, name of the place, that Mishtoi said over that Maisa Bolofnei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. The story happened, it came in front of Yeshua Ben Levi. The Amrulon, some say, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtoi was telling over the story that Maisa Bolofnei Rabbi, the way the story happened in front of Rabbi, that what happened beyond the Mechel with one person, Shoye Mesir Lefeitumai, he was Stam telling over like in a story manner, not Vitoris Edus, Stam telling us over in a story manner, and said like this, that you should know that the Omar Anivi Ime Nishbeni Lebeno de Gehovim, me and my mother was both captured by the Goyim. And I watched my mother the whole time, and I know that no goyim touched her. That means yotzasi lishev mayim. I went out to fetch water. Daiti alimi. I was still thinking about my mother. In other words, I always had an eye upon my mother. Lilukoit Eitzim, I went out to collect wood, and also died the Ali. My mom is also upon my mother. So as he's saying, the son that I always watched my mother, see, even though before we said, but say this is not Neman, but over here, with just Mesilch Vetumai, Vesir Rebbe Lekun Apiv, and Rebbe believed him to say Edis upon his mother, that the mother was not did not live with a guy, and she's mutter to get married to a Kayin.
Over Teres Edis, to say Edis in Bezdin, but you just found telling over a story. For Yom, and he said like this, Ani, me, vi'imi, my mother, Nishbeini, lebein, adikachovim, who were captured by the Goyim. Yotzosi, lishav, mayim, whenever I went down to fetch water, daiti, alimi. I was always watching, and my mind was always on my mother. In other words, I always watched my mother. Look, daitim, even when I had to go down to fetch the wood, daiti, alimi. In other words, he's saying, Claude, that he saw the way his mother was never attacked by the Goyim. The Goyim never touched her. V'yasir Rebbe Lakuna Apiv, and Rebbe believed her. So you see a case that your own daughter or your son could say upon the mother in the case of Mesir HaFetumai. So it could be there's no Sira on her papa. That's what her papa says, your own Shivchas not Neman. That's what she wants to say with Teres Edis. But if she'll come and tell us with the matzav of Mesir HaFetumai, there we'll believe her. So to Mishnah. Omer Reb Zecharia ben Akotzif. Hamoyin hazeh. Rashi means Shivu Yehi. Talking about his own wife, really. His own wife was captured. So he says about his own wife, Loizoza yoda mitach yodi. Her hand never left my hand. Mishor shenichnus the word of the Kechov in Yerushalayim. V'yad sheyotzu. That's from the time when the Goyim came into Yerushalayim. Until they left, I was always with my wife and I always saw the way no Goyim touched her. Omruloi the Chum said back, Einode meid al atzmai. No, you can't say this upon yourself. In other words, ishtrek agufoi. To say upon your own wife, you're also not neman. So you're not neman to say that you saw the way nobody touched your own wife, the Atyapostle. Versus Tanya, we learned Latoni, we learned this. The Afa became even so, Yached lo bayis bechatzere. But Mustami, he was a Kayin. So even though he's saying about his own wife, that no Goyim ever touched her, it's not, he's not neman. And therefore we have to be afraid that maybe she did live with the Goyim, and she's also to him. She's also to be, they're also to live together. So Tony will learn like this, V'yafal pikein, so Rashi she'osru olo lefisha koyin hoya, even though Reb Zecharia was a koyin, and the locher is now his wife is also to him, V'yafal pikein yachid lo bayis b'chatzeroi, he set a house aside for her in the same courtyard that he lived in. Hukeshi yoitza, when she went out, yoitza v'roish b'ner, she went out of the house first in front of all the children. In other words, that she should never be alone. Hukeshi nichneses, when she went into that room, nichneses b'soif b'ner, she came in at the end of her children. Rashish kadesh lo yehu vi b'chotzer v'abonim v'chutz, she never be that him and her are alone in the chotzer. So he let her live in the same chotzer, the same courtyard that she did, but he always made sure the children were there also. So they're never alone in the same courtyard, because he's also to live with her. Boy Yabaya, Baya Kleda Shaila, Ma'olasas Begrusha Kain. What about if a person gives his wife a get, is he allowed to live with her in the same chotzer? Hosamu de Bishivuya Kilu. Maybe only here by Yeshivuya the Rabbanim will make all, because we don't know 100% to say for sure she's also to you. Like Midiraisa, Mistama, she's still mutter to you. It's only Midirabbanim with Machmer, therefore they didn't mind that she still lives in the same chotzer. But here, once you gave her a get, you're not allowed to live with her anymore. So male, they don't even want her to live in the same courtyard. Maybe there's no difference. As long as there are other people, you're not alone. You're not alone together. It should be mutter. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. It's the tiny we learned. Hamagara says ishta, somebody gives a get to his wife. Loitinosei Rashi, not supposed to live, get married to live in the same shikun, in the same apartment house. You shouldn't live in the same shikun, in the same neighborhood as her. Don't be neighbors with her. Because maybe you come to live together with her again.